have that answer solved. About 4 or 5 years ago, Terry and I sat down. We had some people that were sponsored up in Dallas. We couldn't be there. And so what we did was we said, well, why don't we just go and get a video camera, and I'll just pretend like I'm training somebody, and we'll mail it to them, and we'll give this getting started sheet, and we called it the ignition sequence at the time, and we just mailed it to them. Before you knew it, people were asking for it. It was being ordered all over the country. And so we upgraded to the point where now we're partners with Focus on Growth. We just did the video shoot this weekend. What you're going to find on that is how to get your business started. What we've done on this version is we've taken all the Nikon screenshots, the good, better, best packs, pretty much everything Nikon has put together, and we're giving you the power to actually use it. Because information is 10,000 pages of stuff. Data is 10,000 pages of stuff. Information is what you actually do with that data. So what we've done is we've given you the ability basically to take how to get your business started fast. You know, so there's not 10,000 things to read and 400 things on the web page, because you can get overwhelmed pretty quickly in Nikon. So we've kind of cut it back to where this is the stuff you need to know to get started. The new DVD is under 60 minutes. It's very simple to use. It's in production right now. You can pre-order it from Focus on Growth if you want it. And I want you to understand, guys, I'm not plugging tools. I'm just telling you this is a necessity that we need to get people started. The way that you'd use the video is we basically have the ignition sequence is the old name. We've changed the name now to Business Launch, Your Pathway to Freedom. We thought it was a more descriptive name, and so did many of our team leaders. So that's what we're doing with that. So it's called Business Launch, The Pathway to Freedom. And what you do when you get that DVD is you use it with the ignition sequence. I've been doing that for so many years, I got to get that out of my head. With the Business Launch Pathway to Freedom brochure that you can find right now, and go to pathfinders.biz, you'll see a page called Business Launch. You can download it right there. It's a PDF. And what you've got on there is the five pillars of business, which is your eNikon, your auto ship, I'm sorry, your application, your good, better, best, your auto ship, your PWP, and your 100 list. We're going to teach you what to do first. And then there's a second thing that you use once your new partner has watched the DVD and used the ignition sequence launch, or I'm sorry, the business launch DVD. Then they use the launch brochure. Then you as a sponsor utilize the sponsorship meeting, basically PDF. It's just three quick pages. They're on that web page. So you can go download those now at pathfinders.biz, look under launch. You will see how to get somebody started very quickly. The DVD will be out within the next couple of weeks. We're going to really do a good job on this one and make sure that it's totally QA'd and ready to go. So that will be out soon. And that's that. That's our new getting started. Along with it, we filmed a 52-minute DVD titled The Nikon Story. It's going to be called The Giant Awakens, The Nikon Story. And that basically tells how our products came into being, how the opportunity works. It's like a preview, but it's fun because it's told like a story. That is also in production right now. It'll be done. We filmed both of those this week. So the bottom line goes, those are the business launch DVD in particular is going to be a critical tool that we have to help you guys get up and running. So I'm really excited to hear your thoughts on that. So that's where we are with those two basic new tools. That will be available soon. And then in August, which is the beginning of the next Pathfinder cycle, because it's with the next Nikon rhythm of the business cycle, the first call will be Sunday, August the 3rd. We have an amazing team going to be coming on that. Some of the people you have on this team will be there, and then we're bringing on six new people, all below the level of silver. Aurora Robles was the pioneer below the level of silver, and she'll most likely still be with us. I don't want to speak for her yet. I'll talk to her a little bit later. But in the next cycle, we're going to have 6 to 7 people, maybe as many as 8, below the rank of silver, and we're going to keep some of our leaders on the call, too. But the bottom line is it's going to be really cool. And what we're going to do is we're going to add some basic training elements into the exact same rhythm that we're using now, in the sense that we're going to cover the process, basically with how to prospect instead of you guys having to buy a DVD, or something that, you know, is not easily accessible. We're going to update a phone call every 90 days you can listen to, and then if you want the CD, you can just order from Focus on Growth. So you're going to have access to that. But what we're going to do is we're going to have basic elements in the next Pathfinder cycle, i.e. the very first call, we're going to have our team introduce themselves, and then we're going to all get a calendar out, and we're going to make what's called a recruiting calendar, which is basically going to show where all the events are up and coming, and then I'm going to teach you how to use that. And then from there, we're going to go through the cycle with setting your goals, but every week we're going to have maybe a 10-minute segment of how to do a good ABC, how to do a good preview, how to do a sponsoring meeting. We're going to add those elements in because of the number of new people plugging in with the Pathfinders call. So you'll have all the elements of goal setting, you'll have basic trainings, you'll have how to make and run a calendar, how to be a good upline in terms of keeping your people accountable, and basically a top-to-bottom training program delivered anywhere in the world every Sunday night. Really excited about it. This is going to be a really cool thing, and I highly suggest you guys get tuned in. So in the short term here, the reason I'm telling you all this, start to put together your people that you want to work with. Start to say, okay, who wants to do something cool? I'll talk to you more about it over the next couple of weeks. But what we want you guys to do is find people that are ready to run and make a silver run. Get that 90-day planner out. Let's write their goals down, and then when we hit that call, let's explode. We're going to begin by making basically a recruiting calendar, how to maximize that. When you see how to take a calendar and turn it into $1 million, you guys are absolutely going to love it. So bottom line is we got some very exciting stuff coming up. The new tools will be ready for the kickoff of the new cycle, which I'm very, very, very excited about. And to make a long story short, all of this is peaking at the same time that NECAD is getting ready to take off, because the next Pathfinder cycle that you guys are going to be a part of, August, September, October, culminates with the NECAD 08 convention. How cool is that going to be, guys?
That's cool.
Very. Yeah.
So this next cycle is a big deal. So we already have some really cool people picked, and some of the people on this call will carry over, but we have a lot of people you guys have never heard of before. There's six that I know of right now that you guys have never met, and what's going to happen is you and all of your people will be leading and basically setting your agenda for the new NECAD that's going to come out over the next couple of months. So very exciting stuff, and I don't want to keep going on and on about it, but I can barely sleep. I'm so thrilled to death about what's about to happen. Can't wait, you guys. The new business launch DVD, even though I'm the one speaking on it, comes from all of your feedback, what you need in your business, how to grow effectively. And the bottom line, guys, you're going to be able to sponsor somebody anywhere, anytime, anywhere around the world, and get them connected and get them going, and then get them sponsored. And it's all right there at your fingertips. You know, we've got the downloadable versions on the website. I'm sure Focus on Growth will put together some prettier ones, pre-made in binders, so you can just direct order them or direct ship them. A lot of cool stuff. Of course, there's the new ABC guide that's online. This is the last thing I wanted to tell you. We're going to have a DVD version of the NECAD story preview. If you want to know what that is, go to pathfinders.biz and look under the business tools. And we're going to have that on DVD. We're going to have the ABC guide on DVD. And we're going to have the 10-page short preview, all three on DVD. So, and what that means is, instead of you guys having to do a PowerPoint, which is a real pain in the neck, you need a $1,500 projector and a laptop, you guys can literally take these DVDs, put them into your DVD player, and our wellness preview slides or ABC slides will pop up on your television or your portable player. For example, if you have a TV at a hotel room, if you bring a portable DVD player, all you have to do is get the jack and plug it into the television. You guys will never, ever have to use a flip chart again. Are you guys fired up about that?
Yeah. That's great.
It'll be very cool. So here's the bottom line. Whether you're in a home, you know, you can plug it into a TV. If you're in a hotel, this, you know, unless you've got a bigger outfit where people have the equipment, it won't be a barrier. One of the problems of doing a preview, guys, the last few years, you guys know that, is flip charts really aren't around anymore because technology is advanced. But at the same time, it's so doggone expensive to go to slides that we're seeing people giving previews without anything. And that's the kiss of death. There's not a professional outfit in the world that would stand up front and talk with a whiteboard in the year 2008. You just don't do it. You look like a bunch of doofuses. So the bottom line is we're going to offer you some highly professional tools, and guess how much it's going to cost? Nothing or cost a tool. Okay? So I'm very fired up. We've put a lot of time behind getting this to you, and I cannot wait till you guys get a chance to use them. And I don't know if I mentioned this, but I'm pretty fired up, so that's cool stuff. And the bottom line is, as we're moving forward here, you know, you guys really be on your toes right now. I talked last week in my quiet, non-assuming way about how important this time is. This time is very important. I just got an email today from our good friend Herb Schoenfeld about with the Olympics, not only is Shannon Miller using these, but the buzz is really getting out, and I talked to a couple other people among the Olympic athletes. Now, Svetlana Boginskaya, who was a gold medalist three times over from the former from Russia, it might have been the Soviet Union, but I'm pretty sure it was Russia, she's now big time into these products. You guys are going to be seeing here in a couple weeks, you're going to be seeing this stuff pop on the television, and you're going to hear people saying, what the heck is that stuff? And with Naidu's book coming out and the convention coming, for gosh sakes, guys, you got to see it now, because this is the time. This is the most critical time since I've been in NECAD to build. This is the best time since I've been in NECAD to build. And this is the time when we look back will be the time when people not only made thousands and thousands of dollars a month, but millions and millions of dollars. Somebody in NECAD will eventually make not seven figures a year, but seven figures a month. Do you guys realize the magnitude of that? That's coming. And here's the other thing. It could be you. It could be you.
I like that.
I like that too.
Rhonda, I'm going to tell you this, by the way, Rhonda, and nobody knows what we're talking about but us, but I want to tell you how proud of you I am, how much you rock. You went out and got done what you said you were going to get done, and I'm ultra proud of you, and I sent you an email with the information you requested, so I'm going to wink at you.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
I'm just going to give you a wink and say you rock. You should be so proud of yourself. So,
thank
Donna,
you.
Since I can't see Rhonda, will you give her a big hug for me tonight?
I will do that.
Right on. And you two Chicago girls, man, with Team Chicago, you guys are rocking. Well, Todd, I'll be up there a lot this year to support you guys. So, long story short, sorry to talk all your ears off. I wanted you guys to get a look ahead in Pathfinders. But what you're going to see in the next cycle, guys, is we're going to add back in some hands-on. What we did was we gravitated the program, and now we've got it right where we want it, and we're going to add back in a couple core elements that will allow the appeal to cut across multiple levels of distributors. And I'm really excited to see. How exciting is it, guys, to have six to seven people below the rank of silver following in Aurora's footsteps? Isn't that going to be an awesome call?
Oh,
that's really neat. Bro.
Right on, guys. So, hey, let's have a great time. Jackie, let's ask some folks here how they're doing on their goals and what they plan to finish the course. Because you guys know the convention contest ends now in 4 weeks.
Yep.
So this is a rather important month, if you guys haven't noticed. I'd much rather go to the convention free than paying for it.
No,
so long.
We've actually got another 4 weeks.
Yes, until the end of July.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, very cool.
I
like that.
Well, I like it too. Well, you guys are the best. Bless you all. I'll be listening in. And Jackie Jennings Carter, it is your call, my Michigan soon-to-be platinum. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks, Rick. Thanks
right
a lot.
On.
Thanks for all the great words and happy birthday, Paige Murphy.
Yeah. By the way, let me tell you guys this. If you want to know the power of our products. A couple years ago, my wife, some of you know, when you guys came to the Pathfinder Summit about, 3 years ago now, she was in intensive care with some mystery thing, and I won't get into all of it. She was very sick, had a lot of problems. That was when we first got married, not long afterwards. She's been on the products now for 3 or 4 years, and it's hard for you guys to appreciate unless you've had something that you've had to deal with. You know, it was today's her birthday. She went out yesterday. She has been working out, doing all sorts of things. It was 100 degrees in Austin at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night. The pavement was probably 130. And she went out and ran a 5K and finished in the top 35% of people. And this is someone that a couple years ago barely had the energy to get out of bed. And she's out doing those sorts of things. And I got to tell you guys, I'm so proud of her. And I've got to tell her, I've got to brag on my wife a little bit. But it's pretty neat to see the power of our products. And not only that, but the power of the human spirit. So anything you guys want to do can be done. It's just a matter of stepping up and doing it. So from Aurora to Donna to everybody on this call, Greg and Penny will not be with us tonight, by the way. I just got an email, Jackie, as you go through.
Thank you.
Everybody else ought to be. I just want you guys to know that anything you set out to accomplish can be done. If you say, I'm going to go silver or gold or platinum, don't use the word try and sell yourself short. I think the great Greek philosopher once said the word try is for pansies.
Just do it.
I think that was somebody Greek. I don't know who. But the bottom line is don't try anything. You sell yourself short. So anyways, it was cool to be inspired by my wife and to see the impact of the product. So have a great call. Hit your goals. Finish strong. Jackie, have fun. It's your call.
Thanks, Rick. Well, the other part of this co-host team is Steve and Terry Gross. And as we all know, Steve does the talking and Terry's in the background keeping him straight. So... And we all know that to be true, right, guys?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we've got your number, Mr. Gross, and also known as Pastor Gross or Cowboy Gross. And so you want to hit the, except for Greg and Penny, you want to take everybody through roll, and then we'll get right back.
I'm running into some rough road. I was going to ask if I could mute out.
Okay, well, goodbye. We'll take care of it, and you can drive carefully. Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, everybody knows in this business you have to be flexible and deal with what is, and so rather than doing roll, we're going to dedicate the time to y'all talking. So, Donna, since you may have to get off the call, we're going to start with you. Donna Johnson from Naperville, Illinois, so if you want to tell us how you're doing on your quarterly goals. Are you on track? Do you need work?
Yeah, actually, when Rick announced that that's what it was last Sunday, I'm like, because I don't keep track of my goals. I just keep doing what I know I need to do. And when I looked at my volume and I looked at my genealogy, I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'm almost there, and we're only two-thirds of the way through.
Yay.
So it's like, Yay! I felt really good about that.
Well, you should.
Yeah, I do. And I would just like to say, you know, like Steve needed to exit out. I was at a weekend business event function that was a big deal yesterday morning when I got the first emergency phone call, and I was without any qualms able to turn over what my part of that event was to somebody else and not ever have to worry about, oh, what is my boss going to say? Oh, I'm wondering if I'll have a job, you know, because I have to go take care of this. And it was just such a comforting feeling to know that I'm working for myself, but not by myself. And in the situation I was in, that was a huge, huge relief and blessing.
Another wonderful benefit of NECAN.
Yes, absolutely.
Good point. So are you gonna finish the quarter and meet your goals? Or
yes,
do you...
I will.
Good
I
job.
Sure
I awesome. Well, we knew you could do it, so
yeah.
We just wanted to see you do it and hear you say it.
Right, and what we were talking about earlier, it's commitment.
That's right.
It's commitment and intention of getting it done.
It's the I will instead of the I might.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, let's, Donna, was there anything else you wanted to say?
That's all I'm able to say.
Okay. Well, when you mute out, and if you need anything later, don't hesitate to call, okay?
Okay.
All right. You take care. God bless. How about also from Naperville, as long as we're in the area, Miss Rhonda Schultz. We might as, do a twofer, huh, girl?
Yeah, very close proximity, actually.
I would say, yeah, that's probably true, uh-huh. Got that. How about you? How you doing, girl?
I'm doing good. I'm on track. I want to increase my numbers, I'm on track. I'm really happy with what's going on and with some of the stuff that we did this weekend. I had a couple of ahas, and it really is intention. You know, I'm setting my intention. When you set goals, that's more of an objection. Am I saying that right?
Objective.
Thank you.
Okay.
I knew that wasn't right.
It can be an objection for some people, I suppose. But
yeah, setting goals is an objective, but when you have the intention, that's when you get the result. So without the intention, and that's one of the things I'm working on right now, is raising the bar on my intentions and being more conscious of that. And Donna said something this afternoon to somebody, I was listening to her, and they were kind of, well, if I get this and if I do that. And she said, well, now listen to these two statements. She said, if I get this done or when I get this done.
Exactly.
And just the change in that one word changed the whole feeling of the result. Or change the result.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm at. We had such a great weekend this weekend, all about that kind of stuff. And it really did get, you know, open up my eyes a little bit. So even though I'm on track, I'm raising the bar.
Good. And you're raising the bar on yourself, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no one's telling you to do it. You just know you need to get it done. And
absolutely.
When we're talking with prospects, too, I'll take what you've said and embellish on that, if I might. And that is, they listen for what we say, too. If they say, I'm trying to build this business, or if we go in very confident, I am building this business and I will be thus and so by thus and so, or my goal is thus and so. It's easy to write goals down on the paper. We can all do that.
Mm-hmm.
The big part of it is, are we committed enough to get them accomplished?
Right.
And people watch us, and we have to know that. So that's a great job, Rhonda. Good job.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, let's go to Cindy Pack in Waco, Texas.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Well,
how are you doing on your goals?
Well, I still need a little bit of work. I've talked to a lot of people, needless to say. I have like about 8 to 10 of the many people that I've talked to that want more information, that seem like they really are interested. And so to get them there, I'm just going to work with them and, you know, keep in touch with them and answer their questions. And that's about what I need to do. I had one really neat story with this one girl that at the meeting, to go to the meeting last week, I thought, two girls that I had invited, both of them called me and said they couldn't come. I said, I'm not going without someone. So I called a girl down the street that I'd already talked to, and she'd already said no. And I said, look, I just need a body to go with me. Go with me, okay? So she went with me, and she heard something. And on the way home, she started saying, you know, I might could do this. And she has a lot of health challenges, and I loaned her a pair of MagSteps. And she called me today, and she said, did you know that I walked, went to the store instead of riding in that cart, I walked all the way through that store, and I haven't been able to do that. And then she already talked to four people that she's selling MagSteps to and not even in the business. So it's kind of exciting to see, you know, you just can't judge anybody, needless to say. I mean, she'd already told me no, but I thought, well, just as a favor to me, go to the meeting. And she said, I'm going to sign up. I'm going to get there because this has helped me so much. And that's what I told her. I said, you know, when you see how the products have helped you, you can't help but share them with other people.
Right.
And that's what's so powerful about Neekin is they work. And one girl that she talked to said, but they're so expensive. And she said, do you see what they've made me do? I didn't have to get in a cart. I would pay anything for something like that. No, they're not expensive. I thought, that's cool.
Right. That's expensive cool. Compared to what?
Exactly. That's what I told her. I said, I always say, compared to what? There's nothing else out there that will do this. So I'm excited about what's coming.
Well, Cindy, I think you've made a couple of great points, and the first one is that you didn't want to go without someone.
Exactly.
And you did what it, well, actually, there's 3 points. You didn't want to go without someone, and so you just decided that you were going to get it done, and that's commitment, and that's what we were talking about. And that has everything to do with the goals and accomplish and meeting the goals for the quarter. And so with that attitude, I'm confident that you will. The second one is we never know what's going to trip somebody's trigger because they don't often know what they're saying no to.
Yeah, exactly.
So what you did, and this is the third point, what you did is you found something that might work and you took it to what they needed. Not what you needed, but you gave them what they needed. So you went in the back door with the product. So what? She ends up knowing about the business because of what she heard.
Exactly, yes.
So, and I guess at that point in time, I'm going to also, that's all about prospecting. And Rick recorded a call, and for those of you who have not heard that are listening, and for those of us who have heard it and were on the call, it was sometime in May. It is a fabulous prospecting call, and that's what he said earlier, that we'll do something every 90 days and update the prospecting call. If you haven't listened to that and you're new to this call, go to www.pathfinders.biz, and then there's a section there that has Sunday call, and then there's also a section in there that has recorded calls, and then you're going to see one on prospecting. You won't find anything better than that. Click on it, listen to it, and for those of us who listen to something like that regularly, it's everything that you're hearing here, but really, if you don't really know what to do with somebody, obviously talk to your upline, but also go to this call and listen to it regularly. It'll keep you pumped up. So, Cindy, you really made some great points, and I know you're going to meet your goals. How are you feeling about it?
Oh, I'm feeling great.
Good.
I'm excited. I'm real excited when I see somebody like her that is just excited, you know. She says, I'm going to bug you to death, and I said, please do.
Please Gee, do. What a problem to have, huh?
Yeah, really, yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited because all the other people that I've talked to are really, you know, really were interested in wanting more information. So I'm just touching base with them.
Well, get your upline involved and do your 3 ways too. And congratulations on, you know, making it happen. And not, you could have said, okay, I don't have anybody. I'll go anyway. Or you could have said, I'm not going because I don't have anybody. But you didn't.
Exactly.
You really set the example. And like Rhonda said, you raised the bar. And we have to raise the bar on ourselves because there isn't anybody to raise the bar for us. We have to do it. So good job. Great job.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let's bump over to San Antonio, Texas, and let's go to Jay and Carol Georgie.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing? Send us some rain, please.
Oh, we've had our share, and, yeah, well, you can have some of the flooding.
Okay, well, we'll take some of it.
Whatever we have, we're never quite satisfied.
Well, that's one of my goals right now, is getting some rain, okay?
No. Okay, well, put that on your 90-day planner, would you?
All right.
Well, tell us, Ray and Carol, Ray and Carol, Jay and Carol, and you can be, I'll call you Ray, too. You can call me Ray.
You can call me Jay.
Hey, cool. Tell us how you're doing. Are you on track? Do you need some work? What's going on with you guys?
We're on a good track right now. Things are really exciting. We are talking to a lot more people than we ever did before, and that's really exciting. Carol actually rides the bus now because of the price of gas these days, you know, and it gives her the opportunity to, and the freedom to talk to everybody on the bus, and that's cool. And
great.
We have a lot of people in the process right now. We have a good number of people in the process. We have people looking at packs. We have people looking at business. We're getting customers. And it's pretty exciting, you know, and setting the goals, the convention, those goal settings for the convention is actually a good attribute to the business, because it really builds your business well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And we're using that as a little bit of a little booster for us, guideline, you know, to help us out, you know, because we love the convention.
Don't miss a convention. We don't want to miss conventions. They're just so fun, and the vision that you see, that sometimes you don't have the opportunity to grasp when you're just in a component in a city or a small town, or if you're just by yourself and brand new getting started. Oh, it what it does for people, wouldn't you agree?
What a driving force.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, absolutely. I can remember the very first time that I went. And tell us about your first time.
We went to the one in California.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what was the difference in your vision when you got there as opposed to when you left? So for people listening.
Well, I have goosebumps talking about it. I mean, it was...
Yeah.
The energy level and all the other people and meeting all the people and hearing what they're doing,
cool,
and their goal settings and the energy level and the love.
And so having the 90-day rhythm, the cycle of the three-month 90-day rhythm, having the quarterly incentives be the convention incentives, that was pretty smart on corporate's part, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Jackie, can you hear me?
I can,
okay,
Carol.
I just one thing to say about when we went to Long Beach for that convention, it made you realize how huge Meakin is. I mean, the performances that they put on, the people, just the atmosphere. Meakin is huge. It's not some little fly-by-night company. We've got something to really be proud of.
Yes, we do, and as you said, you really don't realize it until you get there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when all of us are sitting in our homes doing in-homes, or we're doing a wellness preview, or we're doing a one-on-one, whatever, we might think, and the person we're talking to might think that this is some company somewhere, but the magnitude is incredible, and winning a convention ticket is amazing. It's a great incentive, and I hope that everybody listening and everybody on this call will accomplish at least that.
Yeah.
Bare minimum, yeah.
Yep.
Rick said something too a week or two or so ago about with what we have behind us, with Meakin Corporate, with all the tools they've given us, with all the opportunities they've given us, when we're talking to somebody, know that that's enough.
Exactly.
You know, we don't have to prove ourselves because Meakin's right there doing it.
Well, and for 30-some years, Meakin has already done that.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not like it's a company that's less than 5 years old
right.
or a
and
brand new startup company. We don't have to prove anything to anybody.
Exactly. And, I mean, the fact that we know about it and they don't gives us the advantage.
I think the only thing we need to do is get out of our own way.
Exactly.
And do what... Okay. Rhonda and Donna and everybody else so far have talked about, and that's raise the bar and make the commitment, and as Nike says, just do it.
Right. Well, we've basically reached, we're just a few dollars short of reaching our goal, and I think with July still ahead of us, we're going to double that.
Well, that's awesome, and, you know, as Rick said, there's 4 weeks. 4 weeks
yeah.
is a long time.
sure.
But it's also a short time. So y'all, with your goals, who those of you who have already talked, you already know you, what you've got ahead of you. But it sounds like most of you are, so far the people that have talked, most of you are on track. And if you're a little short, you know what you need to do. You know what you need to adjust. And so that's great. And that's all part of it. So
well,
keep your uplines involved. I'm sorry?
June isn't over yet. I've got
no, it's
day.
Not. We got a day. Well, it depends on where you are, too. We have 3 hours less than you do, or 2 hours. Well, you have, I don't know how many.
I don't either.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But, yeah. Awesome. Is there anything else you want to add?
Well, yeah, there's something I wanted to add, and that's pretty cool to be able to double your goal in a month if it can happen. That's sweet. And
you mean when it can happen?
When
it can happen, that's right. Yeah, when it can happen. What else have we heard you say?
Carol's got some really cool events coming up and everything. She's working hard on those, and I don't know if we got time to sort of share a couple of those with you and everything, but it affords us the opportunity to talk to even more people.
Yeah.
Good.
Probably another call, but no, it's fun when you really, really, really get involved with your business.
Yes, it is.
My biggest thing, Jackie, honestly, is I am still currently working a full-time job. We have Jay full-time in Meekin, but I'm still working. But I can't tell you how many days that we've talked on the phone, I'm going, Jay, this job is just really getting in the way of my business. You know? we're gonna have to do something about this pretty quick.
Jobs have a tendency to do that, don't they? And you know, let me just throw this out and tell me what you think. And anybody else that's on the live side, please chime in. When you first get into NECAN and you're working, it's okay. You know, you go to your job, you do the stuff. But the longer you're in NECAN, would you agree that the more your job gets in the way and the more you start feeling, I got to get out of this?
Absolutely.
Yes. Like a millstone.
Very frustrating.
Yeah. So, the answer to that is?
Keep talking.
Keep talking. Stay
keep
on
talking.
Track.
Yeah.
Set your goals. Accomplish the incentives. And be committed. And, you know, Carol and Jay, what you've just said about Carol having more things, it gives her more opportunities. What you've done is you've taken ownership of your business. And I'm not suggesting that you haven't in the past, because I wouldn't say that in the first place, and I would have no way of knowing that. But that's what it takes, is taking ownership.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then we're also in that same process. We're really keeping our upline busy, too, because we keep them involved in it, too.
Good. That's what uplines get paid to do.
That's
exactly.
Right.
So have them earn their money. Okay, thank you. Great job. Any other comments before we move on to the next superstar?
Nope,
next. Get the next superstar.
Okay, well, we've had several so far, so here we go with Maria and Maury, also from San Antonio.
Yes, hello, this is Maury.
Hey, Maury, how are you?
Fine, feeling awesome.
Good. Well, we know that about you, so tell us about being on track, or do you need some work, or what's up with you guys?
Yes, we're more or less on track, we were just about 6,000 shy of breaking a silver, but we're persistent and consistent, and that's the motto I use for myself day in, day out, is be persistent and consistent. Wherever we're at, wherever I go, always speaking to somebody. We do have several people on the pipeline, you know, just interest, they expressed interest that we gave them, like, how are you, give them a CD, others that it's just a matter of getting them to a preview or connecting them to a, you know, three-way call. And what else? It's just awesome to see. It's interesting, Jackie, did you say about your job, and it does. It seems like a hindrance, and to me now it's like, man, if I would have known about NECAN years ago, but, you know, things happen for a reason, and it's NECAN is now for me, so I'm glad, because I'm able to focus more on that goal, and my goal is financial freedom, and so I need to be persistent and consistent and talk to people about NECAN.
Well, and the blessing that you do have is that now you do know about it and you're actually in it.
Most definitely. And so we already got the tickets for convention. Our goal is to have the two nights, and we're about 5,000 more or less shy of that.
Well, that'll be a piece of cake for you. And you can break a silver in the process. I always like to use the. I think I like the word "graduate" is sober because breaking them sounds like we're going to do something to them. Well, those are great comments. Anything else? Doing anything in particular, or anything you want to share? Because obviously, you're going to finish the quarter strong.
Yes. I just need a little bit more help. I'm getting with my upline, and like you said, put up to work.
That's right. Work those upline.
Yes, and it's interesting, during this time I'm in P1, we expanded to for example, to Puerto Rico, so like I said, we're trying to make inroads more in the Spanish-speaking community, and that's where Maria and myself see myself as leaders, attracting other leaders.
Oh, absolutely, and we see it too.
No, thank you, I appreciate it. It's just so awesome and so heartfelt that I remember saying, for example, when I went to a wellness preview, Jackie, and I met you, and it was like, it's you were just so natural, you know what I mean? And it was so not convincing, but I just knew. I'm like, wow, I'm in an organization. I'm doing something where I see genuine people, just like yourself, just like Rick. Fleeta, Jerry, Terry. Hey, you know, I'm very blessed to be in an awesome, organization.
Well, thank you for your kind words. And you know what else? We felt the same way about you and Maria, all of us. Seriously. And we feel that way. I think that's a great point. This isn't the typical rock 'em, sock 'em, come in, hurry, get going, don't pay any attention to anybody, don't care about anybody company. It just isn't that way. It's come on in, we want to help you get there. That's what Pathfinders is all about.
Yes.
Helping everybody build a strong and fast-moving organization. And so, you set short-term goals for long-term success. That's what the 90-day rhythm plan does. And I think you've made probably everybody's points are great, but that's the kind of people you look for, too, when you're prospecting, is genuine people.
Yes, and it's just the law of attraction in full force, because you guys attracted me and Maria.
There you go.
Well, and here's the thing. We attracted you, but you were attractive. I mean, you fit what everybody's looking for.
Exactly.
So it is a reciprocal kind of appreciation for the way someone is. So that's just awesome. That's awesome. Well, congratulations, and we know that you're going to accomplish your goals also. Sounds like everybody's going to hit their goals so far. What a great call to be hosting.
Yes.
One
thing I want to say, I want to give a lot of credit, though, to Maria. She did a lot of the legwork for this being on track.
Well, that's a very nice thing. And, the nice thing about having a couple be able to work together is that you can do those types of things when your spouse or your significant other is in the business with you. And everybody doesn't have that blessing. So that is a blessing, just to have her be supportive. And then to have her be active and really you giving her that credit is really nice to see. So see, you're proving all over that you are an attractive person.
Thank you. Attractive couple.
Okay, well, is there anything else you want to add?
No, that'd be all.
Well, good job again. I've said the same thing to everybody. I feel like a broken record, but you've all done a tremendous job. And obviously that your goals are going to be awesome. And Pathfinders will definitely stand out at the end of this quarter. Okay, well, let's move on to Bastrop, Texas. And Ron and Betty, you're going to be up to bat after that. And then Aurora, we're going to save you to last but not least. So Ken and Byra, let's go to you. I feel like I'm a newscaster. Ken and Byra, let's go to you.
We're doing great. We're on a pretty good track. We do set our goals pretty high, and we even kick them up a notch. We're not quite on track as much as we'd like to be right now. We have several people in the process, and we're working with a team member on her silver run, and we've scheduled a 21 club, and we're working two booths, and she's going to do a dinner party. So we have several things lined up that are going to fall into place next month.
Awesome. Well, you got it under control, lady.
We're working on it.
That's your half. Ken, what's your half? Are you just kind of supporting her?
I just wind her up and get out of the way.
Believe it or not, I'll let him do a lot of the talking, Jackie.
Well, we can believe that. It's underscoring you. You make a great team.
Well, I set up appointments and he does the talking.
Well, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
It works.
And that's what it's all about. Find what works for you and do it. Now, may not work that way for somebody else, but if it works for you, hey, more power to you.
Everybody's got their strong points, and recruiting is one of Byra's strongest points, and teaching and, going over compensation plan and getting into answering nitty-gritty questions happens to be my niche, so it works out real well.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like the dogs agree.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else you want to add?
Don't think so.
Okay, well, you are another individual on this wonderful call that's going to meet their quarterly goals. Gosh, this is awesome. Okay, Ron and Betty, we are going to move to Austin now and hear from you.
We're here. Thanks, Jackie. Well, we are on the tracks. We need to work a little harder, a little faster. Talk to more people. I always remember Sherry Dorsey telling a story where Terry Latham said, what do I need to do? And his answer, talk to more people. It's always ever present in the back of my mind that as we're attempting to achieve our goals, what can we do? What do we need to do? And it's always, that's a piece of it, always talk to more people and plugging people into the upcoming events. We've got a lot planned for July. July 4th is coming up. We've got an event there that we're going to where there'll be probably over 100 people. So I'm looking forward to talking to some of those people, plus following up with all the people in the process and plugging people into the events all month long. So I'm looking for a stupendous July to see if we can't accomplish our goals too. So that's what we're doing.
Well, we'll say when you accomplish your goals in July.
That's right.
And we'll be on the call tomorrow, you and I and a couple of other people. So,
yeah.
Is Ron want to say anything? Was he not able to be with us this evening?
He's here. He wants to add something. Just a sec.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Ron. Welcome.
What I'm finding here lately is that my job gets in the way. Everybody else has been finding out. But fortunately, what I do is help people to build green homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding a lot of the owners and a lot of the builders are people that have issues that we can deal with. So that's, that's the spinoff of what I'm doing is I am able to talk with people about wellness technologies beyond just spraying the house with a spray foam. So we're finding quite a bit of activity in that area, and it's kind of nice to be able to do both of them at once.
Well, it's nice that you can incorporate them. So even though it's getting in the way, it's getting you prospects. So that's a good part.
Yeah. It's a good news and bad news story. It gets me a few prospects, but I wish I could spend more time at it, and I will someday.
Well, yes, you will. Yeah, and that will be a great celebration for all of us.
Well, look forward to it. What do you think?
I think that's probably a true statement. Well, you made a comment, Betty, about, it's always more prospecting. In this business, prospecting equates to volume. And it's like any corporation, if they want to have a better profit, they've got to increase the top line. Well, in our business, the top line is prospects and getting them into the system once we determine that this is for them, or excuse me, they determine this is for them after we talk to them.
So yeah. It's really very, very similar. It's just that we just have to keep thinking about that. Prospect equals volume. Prospect equals volume. And that's the way to make our business grow.
Yes.
So you've made a very good point.
Thank you.
Is that it? Do you want to say anything else?
I think that's it. We're looking forward to a happy, happy July and a happy 4th of July.
Well, it sounds like everybody's going to have a very, very successful July, a jubilant July.
There
and that's going to be great. So let's move on to our last team, and there we're only going to hear from one person on the team, and that's Aurora, who's the spokesperson, Aurora Robles, and Robert, who are in Corpus Christi, Texas. How are you?
I am fine. Actually, happy birthday, Paige. It's my husband's birthday today, too.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
well, happy birthday, Robert.
Yeah. He's
wherever you are.
He's in the living room with family right now. They're just
okay.
Starting to leave. So,
okay.
But, I just kind of want to let everybody know right now I do need some work to meet my goals. And I guess, you know, as Carol was talking and also Ron, you know, sometimes that full-time job seems to get in the way.
Sure.
And along with, you know, having some family illnesses. So I've been at the hospital quite a bit in the last few weeks. And so that's kind of put a dent there. But I've decided, you know, I've got to, you know, get past that and just, you know, stay focused and to the commitment of my goal. So I've been pretty much the last few weeks been talking. I think every day I have talked to somebody. And I know that I just need to get my arms around them and just close out the deals. It's what I need to do. I'm get back on track on having previews on a regular basis. And one of the things that I'm going to take advantage of is this week, you know, because I do work a full-time job, and is to use this weekend and these days that I'm going to be off to do some rollouts, because that is the best way for someone to experience our sleep system, and you get them hooked. I mean, it's just unbelievable
right.
How you when you do a rollout, they just fall asleep on you. And it's like really nice, you know, the feeling that they get, and you feel that they're getting, you know, that they love it.
Right.
But also, I'm another thing that'll help me, I think, is what I'm doing right now is helping my downline with their prospects. I have a suggestion out there for anybody. I have one particular prospect to one of my downlines. Is she's just getting orders before she even signs up, because she wants to sign up and be a senior right away. So I thought that was kind of neat. You know, she wants to just she's talking to her family members, getting orders, and then she says, as soon as I get my $1,500, I'm going to sign up as a member, you know, so as a consultant, so she can be a senior right immediately. And hopefully in the next day or two, I think I'll have two more seniors sign up under me. I'm hoping that'll happen. And I feel like it's just a matter of talking to people and staying true to your commitment. And most important is to follow up. That's what I need to do, is I need to follow through with the follow-up, I guess you can say that. And you can close out your deal that way, the best way that I can say. And I guess the last thing that I can say, I know Maurice was talking about, you know, when you met the team. I know when I first met Rick and Steve and they were speaking, and I'm like, I was just, you know, you could tell they were speaking from the heart. And that's what you need to do, speak from the heart. And I think that'll convince people that you're in the right business. And, man, that's all I can say.
Well, I think you've made some great points. And, you know, people, when you don't speak from the heart, when someone does, I don't mean you personally, when someone doesn't speak from the heart,
yeah.
Most people can tell it's fake. And if they don't tell right away, they'll be able to tell, because you can only act that way for so long. The eventual real person comes out.
Exactly.
So if you're just telling them stuff to get them into business, they're going to figure that out. So just like you said, be yourself. And I guess I want to send everybody back to that prospecting call on the pathfinders.biz site, because all of that kind of stuff is covered there. Just be yourself. Tell them why you love it. Talk to them like you're talking about, and, you know, just focus. And everybody has talked about being focused. And we know you're going to make your goals. It's just because of everything that happens. And I have to share this with you. My daughter was watching America's Next Top Model, that program that's on, I don't know what channel it is, but this one girl got really, really sick, and they had this assignment. And so she didn't kind of quite make it as good as she should have. And the host of the show said, look, if you want to be a top model, you got to work through it, whether you're sick or not. And I think that's applicable to this business. Whatever we face, we have to focus and just work through it. It may take us a little bit longer, But we can't just stop, because this is something we have to continually do. Persistence and commitment and all of the things that everybody said, and that's what's covered in that prospecting call, because that's everything that we do is relative to prospecting. Our quarterly goals are based on our prospecting. Our 90-day rhythm of the business and the quarterly incentives is based on prospecting, and then turning those prospects into either a product user, a customer, or a business builder, however it fits for them. And once they know that we are concerned about how it fits for them, that's when they become really comfortable and decide, ooh, this is really a cool company. And that's everything, basically, what you just said. At least that's what I heard from you.
Yes. I know, and I'll never forget when I first heard the very first event I went to. I mean, I just, you know, it's just the feeling that you feel. You know, you think, wow, this is what I really want to do, and I know it's the right thing. And then you just think about it every day. You think about it every day. It's like, it's unbelievable, but you do.
Well, people can see the passion in you. I mean, you can hear it in your voice. So, and everybody that you come in contact with will hear that. And people, especially people who know you, they'll know, I mean, you're a passionate person about life in general. So, and I haven't even met you that yet, and I think that.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. But people who know you will know that she's passionate, but she's more passionate about what she's talking about. So they'll even hear the difference. So is there anything else? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it. Now, I had one of my friends when I was talking to her about it. She goes, you know what, you talk about it like you really, really believe in it, and that's what's going to make it work for you. And so that's what she told me, because she was in the network business herself. And she said, and that's what's going to make it work for you, when you talk about it and you believe in it, and people can see that. And she said, that's very important.
And they believe you when you talk because of that. She's absolutely right. She's absolutely right. So anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Well, I just want to congratulate everybody. I think that's it. We have one team member who was not able to be here this evening, but we know they'll make their goals as well, because they're very persistent and consistent as well. So I just want to congratulate all of you. There's 4 weeks and 1 day left till the end of this quarter. It's going to be an awesome quarter, and then the next quarter after that leads us into convention. Oh, my gosh, it's so exciting. If you've never been, try to get there. And I say try. There may be job issues that you can't go, but if you can go, take vacation time and do all that sort of stuff, then definitely get there. It is amazing. And I think this year, just what I'm sensing, is probably going to be one of the most explosive conventions we've ever witnessed. And I get goosebumps talking about it. Well, congratulations, all you Pathfinder superstars. I want to remind everybody that next week is July 6th, and come to the call, and you're going to be talking about how did you prospect, recruit, and sponsor your last business builder. So for those of you who are doing your own little groups, do what we did on the call tonight with your group this week, and then the people on the live side, that's what we'll be talking about next week. I don't know, Steve, are you on the line, or are you still muted out? Okay, he's still muted out. So anyway, travel safe, Steve. Happy birthday to Robert Robles and Paige Murphy, and congratulations on running the marathon, Paige. And God bless all of you. Have a great week. You are all superstars, and it's just a pleasure for me to know you, because I would never have been able to meet you had it not been for this awesome company. So go get your goals in this next 4 weeks and 1 day, and we'll see you on the call next week.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Birthday.